Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the NBA Prodigy, and today we're going to discuss the first and second day of free agency news. Well, first off, the first day was pretty intense, pretty average, as Paul George re-signs with OKC and CP3 heads back to Houston, which the addition of DeAndre Jordan handed to Dallas and Rudy Gay back to San Antonio, and also Trevor Ariza to Phoenix, interestingly. And of course, one player I did not mention was KD, of course, as it was predicted and most likely known that he was just going to go back to Golden State anyway. And of course, he did. No really big surprises there. Now, as today of July 1st, there is a huge announcement. I mean, something that broke the internet, something that broke the NBA as a whole. LeBron James is heading to Los Angeles, not the Clippers, the Lakers. And that means a lot of things for the Lakers' future and the NBA's future. Such as, is Kawhi confirmed to LA, or is he off to somewhere else? Now, back to the topic of LeBron, of him heading to LA, of course. That rocketed the Lakers' pretty high odds of obtaining their 17th championship, I believe. But honestly, I'm really not a big fan of that, because they're not at that level of competing. Well, they will compete, but they're not at the level of game past the Warriors. Like, come on, we're definitely going to see Stephen Curry blaze Lonzo Ball. Now, of course, next after getting LeBron, Kawhi Leonard of the San Antonio Spurs is now in Magic Johnson's crosshairs, of course. Now, people are kind of predicting that Kawhi is going to get traded to LA, and if he does, they will be championship contenders, but will they make it out of the tough West? Who knows? But here's the real question. What are the Lakers willing to give up for Kawhi? As I believe, this is my trade idea. Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, and or Josh Hart with a couple of first-round picks will be moved to San Antonio for Kawhi. As Lonzo Ball getting traded has been talked about, I'm really doubtful that, of course, such a high prospect, a second-round pick, of course, will be traded to the Spurs. I mean, LeVar will be pissed, you know? But Magic has bright plans in the future, but who knows if Kawhi will get traded. But my guess is, let's say if Kawhi gets traded to Philadelphia, then the Lakers won't be as good without the second star. Like, who will be the second star? Brandon Ingram? Lonzo Ball? No. There's really no other player. There's no, like, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving type of player on that team that will help him out. It wouldn't be the same without Kawhi or with Kawhi there. It'll be drastically different of the outcomes, as the Lakers are now, like, I believe a mid-tier playoff team, but with Kawhi, they'll be definitely top three, all right? But there are other free agent options, such as DeMarcus Cousins, who will definitely help the Lakers out a ton if he recovers well from his injury. Of course, I say he's probably going to go back to New Orleans, reports saying that he will go back on a short-term deal. And of course, I'm not going to be throwing Clint Capella into the mix of LA hopefuls, because the Rockets will most likely match any offer sheet they receive. It's only likely that LeBron needs more help in LA than LA needs a LeBron. Now, the question is, what will Magic do? I do not know. Now, back with the Kawhi situation. Kawhi is still most likely going to be traded to LA. To the trade I said prior, because of Ingram, because Hart, and maybe Alonzo, and of course, probably at least one or two first rounders. But I am more confident, and my prediction is he'll be traded to Philadelphia, because the Lakers, if they are smart, they should be hesitant to give up a lot of young, bright prospects such as Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram. I mean, even though Kawhi Leonard is a good player, I wouldn't test the waters, you know? But of course, the 76ers definitely be offering a lot less than the Lakers, hopefully. As reports say, Robert Covington and Dario Saric, and maybe 3 to 4 first-round picks will be good for Kawhi Leonard, which I believe is a really good deal. But the downside of that for the Sixers is Kawhi leaving to LA. It's been reported that he wants to play in LA, and that even though he'll be traded to somewhere, if he gets traded somewhere that isn't LA, he'll just go sign LA in the next offseason when his contract is up. But of course, the Sixers GMs are confident. Reports saying that after a season in Philly, Kawhi would be more than likely to re-sign with them. Definitely a really bold statement. But, I mean, you have Joel Embiid there to convince them. And Joel Embiid could probably convince anyone, alright? Let's be honest. He's pretty fucking funny. But of course, the reasons he would want to stay with the Sixers is probably the odds of going to the finals. As I say, the East is really weak. It's a really weak conference. As the Raptors, of course, the Sixers, the Celtics are probably the top contenders to go to the finals. Of course, the Cavs are now out of it since LeBron's gone. And now that Love is like the star, but still. And if he does head to LA, it's just a bloodbath with the Rockets. The Lakers, the Warriors, the Spurs. Still, there's still a lot more contenders in the West than the East. And he also has a really young, great core of Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Markel Fultz, etc. Which is, honestly, I believe, in my opinion, is a better supporting cast than the Lakers, depending on what they will give up for Leonard, of course. Because I believe the future is more brighter in the City of Brotherly Love than LeBron's Lakers. Now, of course, to close out our very first episode are the notable signings. First off, Mario Hezonja to the Knicks for 1 year, $6.5 million deal. Eric Gordon going back to the Magic for 4 years, $84 million. Lance Stephenson joining LeBron in LA for $4.5 million. And of course, I did not write this in the script, but JaVale McGee will also be heading to the Lakers on a minimum. And that roster is really changing quite a bit after LeBron went there, so. And of course, the last signing that I know of currently at this time, Alfred Payton to the New Orleans Pelicans for 1 year and an unknown amount of money at the current moment. And of course, to round out this podcast, I hope everyone had an amazing day. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Do whatever. And the Prodigy is out.